Welcome to the sermon series of Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by Pastor Jeff Conley.
Righteous God, gracious Jesus, merciful, life-giving Spirit, continue to give our hearts great celebration as we give thanks for that assurance that you give to each and all of us. And we pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kramer, you're fanning yourself.
It's warm.
Get over here and light me up. It's chilly. I can't believe how chilly it is outside and in here. I need some warmth. All right, there you go. Oh, that feels much better. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We celebrated the ways that Jesus spoke those I ams to us as we looked at those passages during the season of Lent and Easter. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We use candles in worship. We use them at Maundy Thursday Tenebrae service where the candles are extinguished, bringing us to darkness, reflecting on Jesus on the cross. We use them on Christmas Eve and we hold them high in this sanctuary and we celebrate the light of the world who has come to each one of us, to each one of our hearts. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Look at this candle. I am the light of the world. Have you ever thought about candles before? You pay attention to what a candle is. A candle is really this perfect little energy package. For the fuel is the structure of the machine. There are two parts to a candle, right? Some form of wax and a wick. You really thought about that at all when you light candles? You light them in your houses for different reasons. We have candles. What happens when a candle burns, begins to drip wax down closer and closer to the finger, doesn't it? So keep watching this candle. As I say to you, think about the two parts that are needed in a candle. There's the wax, and there's the wick. So what happens when you light a candle? You see this burning? Ooh, it's getting closer to my fingers. Are you paying attention? So as you look at this candle, know that there's wax and there's a wick. And when you light it, this absorbent wick takes on the flame. But then what is it that a candle does to keep burning? The heat from the flame melts the wax and draws it into the absorbing twine, which then keeps, ooh, it's getting closer, I feel it, keeps it going and lit there. So what is it that's burning as I'm holding this candle? It's my fingers. Not yet, but you're paying attention. What is it that's burning? It's actually the melted wax. Not the wick. You see that wick getting taller as I hold it and the flame gets closer to my fingers. It's the heat from the flame, perfect machine going on here in my hand. The heat from the flame vaporizes the wax. What is it that is burning in my hand? It's the vapor from the wax. That's what keeps it going. So, ooh, it's getting hot as it drips closer to my finger. So, what is it that happens when you blow out a candle? What do you see? Smoke? No, you don't. What do you see? You see wax vapor that is not being burned any longer. So it's not just what we think of as smoke, it's that, ooh, it's getting hot. It's that wax vapor that keeps getting hold up, but when it's blown out, it trickles up into the sky. You've been watching this flame, haven't you? How many of you are wondering how long I'm going to hold this flame? Are you focused on it? Are you seeing what's happening? In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, Moses says to the people of Israel these words, "The Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Hear that again. "The Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Each one of you has been looking at this flame and wondering. You probably haven't been thinking about your lunch, what you need to do. Your brain hasn't been traveling to all different kinds of things. You're looking at this flame and you're wondering, how long is this knucklehead going to hold this in his hand? The Lord your God is a consuming fire and a jealous God. When Moses spoke those words to the people of Israel, he was commanding them, challenging them to remember the focus in our lives is to be God. When we gather together for worship, the focus is not on what we're to have for lunch, what's been happening during the week, what our week looks like coming up, but the focus is to be the one thing. God who is calling you. God who is present. For God, it says, is a jealous God. But we don't like that word, do we? When we tell somebody they're jealous, is that a positive affirmation of that person usually? No, it's not, is it? So why does God say that God is a jealous God? Why would God allow that to be used? Because in the midst of all the things that happen in our lives, just like you had a laser focus on this flame, God desires that focus on God's self in your lives. The challenge before us each time we gather to be called into worship, to confess and hear the assurance, to hear the word of God and to respond to God through prayers and song and singing and hallelujahs. And the offering of ourselves is to remember within each part of that as we are gathered. There is one focus. God is our jealous God who is demanding. Another hard word to hear. If you're told that you're demanding, is that a good word usually? God is demanding. Or hear it, desiring. Desiring from each one of you to give your full attention and your full focus so that you can sing with great joy the words of our Heavenly Father. Psalm 150, a psalm of praise, says these words with joy as the kids were up here banging the instruments and moving around. Imagine David and all the people of Israel walking towards Jerusalem as the Ark of the Covenant is being brought into that place and singing out these words of this psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His surpassing greatness. Praise Him. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with clanging cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has life and breath praise. Praise the Lord. That's what gathered worship is all about. Remembering in the midst of whatever season of life we are in joys and challenges with every life, with every breath within our life, to praise the Lord. C.S. Lewis writes that the Jewish worship displayed this beautiful appetite for God. Do you hear that? Appetite for God. He goes on to write in Mere Christianity, it has all the cheerful spontaneity of a natural, even physical desire. They are glad and rejoice. Their fingers itch for the harp. Don't you love that? Their fingers itch for the harp, for the lute and the harp. Wake up, lute and harp. Let's have a song. Let's have a song and bring a tambourine. Bring the merry harp, and with the lute, we're going to sing merrily, and we're going to make cheerful noise. Noise that may well say, joy. Mere music is not enough. Let everyone, even benighted Gentiles, clap their hands. Let the clashing cymbals not only well-tuned, but loud. And with all that loud music and joy, dances. Dancing. Beautiful image that's before all of us there as you think of that. Think of that one singular focus on that flame. That singular focus on God each one of us is invited to. And to have that appetite for God. Appetite. What does appetite do? It feeds our hunger. But appetite is also something that we desire to taste. Right? The hunger for God in our lives, whatever season that is, that we may be filled. And the taste for God. Do you know what God tastes like? God tastes like chocolate. Right? Now, for some of you weirdos out there, God might taste like Brussels sprouts. You know, what is that thing that's awesome and great that you love? The taste, the feel, the texture, the smell, the fill, and the fill for the taste. That's what God wants in our lives as we come and we gather for worship. That appetite and that taste for God. So as we continue our worship this day, know that each one of us is invited to be a wick. Be a wick. Be an absorbent wick. Take in all that fuel that the Spirit of God offers in each and every moment and every season. Let that be absorbed into the fullness of your body. So that just as that candle takes it in and carries that flame beyond, so you too be that wick for God. Be absorbed in the Holy Spirit. Celebrate the light that is lighted upon you and take that light into a world in need. Amen.